this is extremely disappointing that this deadline of February has now been missed. While there is positive news here that the third-party provider has been secured, that the tender process has been completed, we had been given assurances by the HSE that this was to be completed in February, and now the fact that it's going to take another 6 months for this transfer to be completed is not good news, because the reality is, as the HSE and the Minister acknowledges himself in his response to me, that the service in Mount Charles has been sporadic, to say the least. You know, if you just look at 2 weeks ago, there was no service there at all in Mount Charles at the start of March, compared to you know, one of the weeks in January where there was over 300 hours of service provided, and that's been the usual story there. It's been up and down, and there's been inconsistency of service there for the last number of years, despite the best efforts of staff and the HSE. So this was supposed to be a new beginning, with it starting in February, with a third party now taking over, running it on 5 days a week, and we now have to wait till the closer to the end of the year for that to take place.
And are you hopeful then, come late September, that this will happen?
Well, look, when we were told about this late last year, I gave it a cautious welcome. It's something that myself and Councillor Noel Jordan have been working on for many, many years to make sure that this service is up and running on a five-day basis and is consistent. So what we were told is that when the third-party service comes in to operate this, and they have secured the tender, that the service will run on a five-day per week basis. Now, that this will have a huge impact on individuals in South Donegal, because you know, those who cannot get this respite service in the past now will be able to get it at a more easier way and over more days of the week, so that this will have a big impact. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue to monitor this. As I said, this came out of the blue. It was my belief that this was going to be up and running this month, and it's now a setback, and all of the patients and their families have been informed of what is happening now over the next number of months.